John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Theme tune time. Let's go, John. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan.
I told you there's no way I'm singing.
Come on. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. Yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Never gonna happen. And put your clothes back on, it's just weird.
Never!
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Welcome to the show. Here's John.
And here's Sam.
And this is John and Sam in Japan.
The international comedy podcast 2024. Another year down.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Can you believe it?
I know, yeah.
I'm already back at work.
Oh, I go back tomorrow, fucking hell.
So you're like in the current, like, probably the most depressed moment of the entire year.
To be honest, I had one of those days yesterday, which is my kids start Japanese school again. So I had to
Konbanwa.
Yeah, so akimashite omedetto. But my missus was...
Exactly.
See that J1, JLPT1's getting closer.
I've got the results are coming out at the end of the month, so you might be lucky enough to get two episodes a month again before long.
But my missus was working, so she was like, you've got to take them. And she said, because it's the first one of the new year, like, you need to make sure that you're there on time. You need to get there a little bit early because they have like a New Year's sort of assembly or whatever they want to call it. So I was like, yeah. So I got up early, sort of. My missus left for work, and then we were supposed to leave the house about 9 o'clock. Usually, if we leave about 9:15, then we get there bang on time. So yesterday, I'm like, we're going to leave at 9 o'clock. So after Japanese school, the plan was that my kids are going to go to stay at my sister's house last night, and then they're having a party. So they packed up all their bags with their night stuff in, the toothbrushes, pajamas and all that. So stood at the door, getting ready, carrying all their bags to go to Japanese school, and shut my front door, and it just won't lock.
Oh, so no.
So at this point, I start losing my shit. Fucking... effing and blinded. Why won't this fucking dog? Oh, fucking cunt. Why are you doing this to me? Like, you know.
This is going to cost me some money.
Well, just knowing that. And it must take me about 10 minutes. And then it's one of those things where I realized that what it was there's like a sort of plastic protector at the bottom of the door. And it just slid a little bit along. And so it kept getting trapped. So literally, you know, half a second job to fix. But I'd spent 10 minutes like...
You had looking, to notice it, yeah.
Oh, I'd been looking at like the mechanisms of the door, getting me screwdriver out. So by this time, we're going to be late now. So I'm fucking rushing. So I jump in the car. And then I realised that actually all the windows of the car are frosted over. So then I'm blaming my missus for not telling me. You know, she left half an hour ago. She could have told me, 45 minutes ago, she could have told me that it was frosted over. Later on, when I calmed down and actually got to Japanese school, I checked and she had actually sent me a message saying, So, God, then get in the car and it's her car because she got a new car over Christmas. So it's her car because it's a better car than my crappy little one. So her car, get in there. And there's no petrol in it, so I got to stop to put petrol in it. Even though she took my car, and the day before I got and put petrol in it for her, knowing that she was going to be using it. So, you know, my fucking levels of happiness were not very high at this point.
Rock bottom.
Oh. Then get to Japanese school. I like, quick, go. Look in the thing. Who's got the bag with all the food in it? And so Emma's gone and left the bag with all the sort of packed lunch and everything just on the table, kitchen table. So we've got no food, which is going to make me even angrier because now I'm hungry as well fucked off.
Yeah. So. Fangry.
Yeah.
Fucked off and angry.
So then did Japanese school. It all kind of went all right. And then got to my sister's house and went where's the bags with all the kids' clothes in for staying over? And when I'd been having a meltdown in the porch, I'd taken the bags off to try and fix the door. And I just, it's my fault. I'd left them all there. So Emma's got no toothbrush, no, you know.
Oh.
I was thinking, oh, fuck, that means they're going to have to come back home, which is even worse.
Oh my God.
But
there must be a toothbrush shop near here somewhere.
Yeah, but then my sister was like, oh, she can borrow it. We've got travel toothbrushes and all that sort of shit. So they stayed there. Then I went home and me and my missus went out for a nice meal. And because yesterday is the sort of the round of the FA Cup in English football where the big teams get into the cup. So I put like a 10-match accumulator on for £2. So it all come in. So as we sat there eating, went to a nice restaurant, had a few drinks and stuff. It was all good. And we're just waiting for the one last game to come in to win £70, which would have paid for the meal.
Yeah, yeah, a nice freebie.
Yeah, so it's Real Madrid, you know, the global brand that is Real Madrid versus a team in the fourth division of Spanish football. And they didn't score until the 55th minute, and I was fucking raging. But it did come in. So won £70, which is good off £2 bet.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and the only downer on it was like got back thinking, saying to my missus, we had a nice night out, it was all good, you know, but then she just didn't feel very well, so she went to bed. So it was a bit of an anti-climax, but it was a good day in the end, I suppose.
This is J&S in J News.
Time for the news. John, what have you got for us?
So this is from the Huffington Post.
Mm.
So not Reddit.
No. We used to feature the Huffington Post quite a lot, was what I was thinking then.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's good. I was a familiar friend.
Yeah. So try and guess what the missing word is this. Because it's from the Huffington Post, you know this is in America, so it's an American story. Man arrested after allegedly, I love the way they chuck in the word allegedly, allegedly molesting what at Florida restaurant?
Well, is it a living thing?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to go alligator because they've got a lot of alligators there and sort of thing I can imagine a Floridian doing, but it's not living. So do you say it was at a restaurant?
Yeah, it just says a restaurant, yeah.
Right. Molesting the restaurant mascot's statue.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you, it's a statue. But guess what kind of statue? So it's an animal, and I'll give you a clue. So
alligator.
No, good guess. It lives in the water, though.
All right. Crocodile, are you being pedantic?
No, I'd have given you that.
Yep, I'd hope so. Lives in the water. Is it like, would you find it in America?
Yeah. I think they only live in America. The Americas. I think you do get some down South America, but yeah.
Yeah. I hate it when you give educational clues and then I don't know the answer. Make me look pretty stupid. Because now you see, I can't. If I say something and it's not found in America, it just exposes my ignorance. So let's see.
It's a large mammal. I'll give you that.
Large mammal lives in the water. Not a crocodile. No, a crocodile's not a mammal.
No.
A listener, there'll be large pauses edited out in the next few minutes. Is it dangerous?
No. I mean, they're massive, but they never attack people. They're quite docile, actually.
Does it look like a fish? I mean, I know a fish isn't a mammal, but...
No, they're pretty weird-looking creatures, to be fair.
Do we eat them? Are they edible?
No, people don't eat them. I mean, throughout history, people might have tried, but I'm guessing that they don't.
It's not regular. You don't see it on a menu.
No, you wouldn't do. So it's kind of like a whale, but it's not a whale. They're called, the nickname's a sea cow.
Oh, is it not like a walrus?
No, it's a manatee.
Right. A manatee, okay.
Wow. That's...
Well, welcome to 2024, listeners. Yeah. Animal guessing games are plenty coming up this year.
Yeah. So, the headline is man arrested after allegedly molesting manatee statue at Florida restaurants. It's quite a bonkers story. So it says, a Pittsburgh man is facing a disorderly intoxication charge in Florida after he allegedly molested a manatee statue at St. Petersburg restaurant. Oh, when I say oh, that's literally what's in the story. It says oh, and he also tossed gator nuggets into the establishment from the parking lot. So, Anthony Lesser, 23, was arrested last week in connection with the alleged incidents, which happened at two separate businesses. So, authorities arrived on the scene after getting a call from Rick Reef's restaurant on St. Pete Beach that an intoxicated person was causing a disturbance. So why do you think, this is the bonkers bit as well, why do you think he was kicking off in a restaurant?
So it probably isn't something as pedestrian as they got his order wrong. Would it not be that? No.
No, it's quite a bizarre. I had to reread the sentence to check that this is why he was kicking off, because I thought that sounds like the most unlikely reason that anybody would ever kick off.
is it connected with them being a restaurant? Is it like food based or something?
Yeah. So he's had his meal and then he's decided to kick off.
He's had his meal and he's kicked off because of the meal. So he's got a complaint about the food.
No. So that's, yeah.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay. Was his Coke not cold enough?
No. So it's nothing to do with, he wasn't kicking off because the service was bad or the food was bad. It's a bizarre reason to kick off.
I've got a feeling you may need to just tell me.
Yeah. So it says, like I said, I had to read this two times to make sure I got it right. So according to NBC Miami, Lesser allegedly got angry after restaurant employees told him he had already paid his bill and it was just time to go. So he's kicking off because they were saying to him, "You've already paid, sir. You don't need to pay again."
And he was like, "I haven't paid."
Yeah. So once outside, he allegedly molested a plastic manatee located in the restaurant's parking lot, which prompted another request from an employee that he leave. Official says Lesser got physically aggressive with the employee and that he allegedly started tossing gator nuggets, that is deep fried pieces of alligator meat, into the restaurant into the restaurant's dining room. He then allegedly ran away to his hotel, which was the Postcard Inn on the beach. But what happened next wasn't exactly a pretty picture. I mean, this guy's, he's having a great day, by the sounds of it. So it says the hotel manager told police that Lesser was acting disorderly and screaming obscenities at the person working at the front desk. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the manager attempted to de-escalate things by escorting Lesser to his room, but he refused to say which one it was. So he was then removed from the hotel, but he allegedly lingered in the parking lot shouting obscenities, causing traffic to back up, which led to another disturbance of the peace with several other guests waiting for rides. I'm guessing that means waiting for cars. So deputies who arrested Lesser said he smelled of alcohol and his pupils were dilated. And also his short-term memory wasn't so good either. He kept asking police why he's being arrested even after they told him. As they were patting him down, they found a little something extra in his pockets, more gator nuggets, which prompted an exchange that can be heard in this video. So I think I'll send you the link to the video. You can just stick this in.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Do you have anything you need to know about? Don't find drugs. Anything on
your street? No, sir. You can have your dog.
Please chill. What am I being arrested for?
I already talked to
police. Please call my lawyer. Please call my lawyer, sir.
What is that? Oh, that was the crap that he had that you were throwing in the other restaurant.
Nuggets. Gator nuggets. Shark bites.
Can you face that way, please?
All right, good and good. What am I being arrested for?
I'm not going to repeat myself for it.
What are my charges, please? Can I get my charges or no?
I thought it was like cork.
I thought so.
I'm like, why does he have cork in his pocket?
And then it says at the end, it says, after asking what he had in his pockets, one of the deputies realised, oh, that was the crap he had. That was what you were throwing at the restaurant. Gator nuggets, replied Lesser. Shark bites. The deputy then remarked to a part, I thought it was like cork. I'm like, why does he have cork in his pocket? So, there we go. And that's the first story of 2024.
Wow.
I mean, we've all done it, haven't we? We've all been out for a quick bite and then come home with gator nuggets in his pockets.
That was J&S in J News.
It's international, yeah. John and Sam in Japan. Sam in Japan.
Fans on fire, you're a liar. Your nose is growing. Pants on fire, fibs and tall tales.
This time it's the truth.
Okay, it's time for another original version of Pants on Fire. So John and I have both made a few New Year's resolutions or some things along those lines. So we're going to tell each other what we've planned to do this year, but there are going to be some fake ones hidden amongst the true ones. So we're going to try and spot each other's fake resolutions or the lie-olutions, I suppose. Right. So, John, do you want to go first? You tell me one of your possibly real New Year's resolutions.
Okay. So this year, 2024, I've decided, after doing a bit of meditating on it, that I'm just going to speak very directly to the people in power. So, like, my boss and stuff. When something comes along that I don't want to do, I'm just going to say, no, I'm not doing that. I've just decided that this is going to be my New Year's resolution. I'm just going to...
It's going to coincide with your first year of picking up the unemployment benefit.
No, I think there's enough jobs out there that just to swallow bullshit, I'm just going to decide... Because there are people I meet in life who just do it and they don't seem to suffer any sort of real consequences for just going, nah, you know what, I'm not doing it. So rather than being a team player who gets walked on, I think I'm just going to say fuck off to people in power.
Well, I'm going to have to say, with the passion of which you've spoken there and the fact that it's the eve before you return to work and you're obviously pissed off about going back, that this is almost certainly true.
No, I just made it up now. But actually, as I was talking, I think I've just talked myself into it. So
I mean, it's vague whether I get a point or not then, isn't
it? Yeah, well, yeah. It wasn't true till I finished speaking and now I've decided actually, yeah. No, it wasn't true. It was made up. I think I'm good at compromising, I think. That's one of my skill sets that I managed to compromise.
This year you're going to continue to swallow the shit from corporate bosses.
The layer cake.
Yum, yum, yum.
So how about for you then? What's your first one?
Okay, so one of mine is that every time I brush my teeth, I'm going to stand on one leg.
Oh, good. I reckon that is true. I think for your balance and for your ankle. So I think that I'm going to go with that's true.
Yeah, it is 100% true. Yeah. I was reading a list of stuff that it was like 100 ways to improve your life, and someone said that was one of them. Yeah, and does your ankle, knees, and hips strengthen them and stuff? And it's easy. Like I like a kind of one where you don't have to actually do anything extra.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I told you my friend injured his ankle probably about 6 months ago, and so he started doing it. So me and my kids were doing it. We did it for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, and then it just kind of tailed off. But yeah.
You just have to get into the habit. But another one of my habits, I might have said this in the previous years, is when I'm brushing my teeth, I also study Japanese vocabulary. So right. The whole teeth brushing time is getting quite busy for me. I'm starting to think I might actually be neglecting brushing my teeth instead.
Just sucking on a toothbrush.
Japanese is getting better and I've got the ankles of an athlete.
Yeah, and the teeth of a Victorian slave.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so go on, number two for you.
Well, since you've said about health and stuff, I've downloaded an app on my phone and I do 10 minutes of like hardcore exercise the instant I wake up.
Having seen, I mean, this is morning time for you now. And I mean, maybe you're going to start from tomorrow, perhaps, when work begins, but saw you slowly moving around the house, making a cup of tea. You know, you don't strike me as a man who's done 10 minutes of vigorous exercise. Yeah. So I'm going to have to go, that's false.
No, it's true. This is day four of the 30-day. So it's like it's an app, but it's like a free trial because it's for people who don't have time to go to the gym, which being a dad and having a job and stuff, because I play football twice a week, I don't have time to go to the gym. So they ask you, like, what equipment have you got in your house? You know, like a chair or a dumbbell or whatever. And then I'm guessing it's through AI, but they generate, like, a workout plan for you. So it's 30 days. I got it for 30 days for free. But then after that, it goes up to 40 quid. I'm thinking, like, who the fuck... Yeah, who pays 40 quid?
Shall I just repeat the first 30 days?
Yeah. Well, shall I just fucking pay 20 quid and join a gym? So, yeah, today is day four. Yeah.
It's like the guys who have made that app are smart, obviously, because they've made the app. But they're targeted at people and saying, what equipment have you got in your house? You're like, I've got a can of beans.
Yeah, well, you
can. Or use those as dumbbells.
Well, yeah, it is that.
And then they expect you to be able to afford £40. I mean, there's there's a certain level of stupidity going on.
Yeah, yeah. That is fucking nonsense. But so far, the app's quite good. It is quite hardcore. Like, so tomorrow's going to be where the rubber meets the road, because tomorrow, like, so far I've been on holiday, so I've been able to wake up, sort of get up and do it. But tomorrow I'm going to need to set my alarm 10 minutes earlier than I would normally set my alarm, get up, do it, and then go to work, which... So I'll
mail you tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, well,
because this resolution, I mean, it could be a resolution, but I could also be a sort of in brackets point to me if you fail at the first hurdle.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well saying it.
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything, you need to develop a habit. So, like with you, you're standing on one leg. So I think that's, was it 3-0 to me at this point?
Yeah, I suppose it probably is. Let's say it's 1-0. You guess one of mine correctly. I don't think you get a point for fooling me, because otherwise it's unassailable.
Right.
Okay. Well, my next one. Not dissimilar to you. Dissimilar. And also from the list I read previously, I have started taking cold showers.
Right. That's what I do, so I'm going to say true. I think not exactly cold. I think you're going to have hot shower and then finish with a blast of 10 seconds at the end like I do.
I absolutely do not do that. I think it's mad. Is that a point to me? I think it probably is.
Right, so you get a point for lying.
I wondered if you... I was just hoping to slip that point under the radar. Go on then.
This year, 2024, I've decided to dust off the guitar and do guitar practice every day.
Well, I mean, the podcast would be grateful. Listeners, if you're a recent, recently joined us, you should go back to 2022, probably, where John played the guitar over a year.
During lockdown,
kind of studiously practiced a jingle for us, and then the final show of the year played it. It was amazing. I think you'd like to think that you're going to do that. So yeah, I say that's true.
Yeah. Well, so for Christmas, that app that I was using, Musician, just before Christmas, they sent through a, because it's about 80 quid a year, I think, which is expensive. I couldn't really justify that. So then they sent through like a kind of like a Black Friday deal where it was, I think I paid 30 quid for it. So I said to my missus, for Christmas, that's what I want. So I've been, well, since say January the 1st, and today's the what, the 8th, the 9th, I reckon 7th, today's the 7th. I reckon I've done it 4 days out of seven. So not too bad.
Not bad. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it's amazing because obviously I have no musical talent whatsoever, and it is amazing how little my fingers muscle memory I have for holding the guitar. Literally have to start from scratch.
The right way.
Yeah, literally starting from scratch again.
Well, it's good to hear, but most importantly, that's a point for me.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to go on record and say by Christmas next year.
Oh, here we are. Christmas this year. I don't want you any fucking loopholes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas 2024, I will have made another jingle.
I honestly thought you were going to say, I will have mastered the guitar. Was I thought was coming then.
No. And I made another jingle. Whether or not it's actually Christmas themed, I'm going to have a year to think about it.
It doesn't have to be. Okay, my final one is that from tomorrow, I've been back to work for a couple of days, but they were light days and I was still sort of in holiday mode. Apologies to any customers who came into contact with me at that point. But from tomorrow, it's kind of back to work proper, and I'm going to have a year off the booze starting tomorrow.
A year? No, that's not going to happen. Especially because you just cracked open a fucking beer in front of me.
No, I said starting tomorrow. Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. There's no way you're going to wake up tomorrow after drinking tonight and think, I'll have a year off the booze. No. I think you might cut down on your drinking. Although, actually, how excited you were when we talked about whiskey earlier. I don't think you're going to do that either.
Well, I feel like I gave you a fucking soft one at the end.
Yeah.
You're right. I am not taking a year off the booze. Although, what made me think it was today, so tomorrow is our can collection day.
Right.
So earlier, I was taking the cans out, and there hasn't been a collection since before Christmas. It was like 1 or 2 days before Christmas. So I was like, oh, mate. Come on. If the neighbours saw me emptying the cans into the communal can bin, I had to do it under the cover of darkness.
Well, I don't know. I think as long as it's in moderation and you're not drinking and driving and stuff, then it's all good.
I'm certainly not drinking and driving. That's what I can say.
Sam loves musical comedy. John thinks that it's shit. Sam loves musical comedy. I wonder what he'll make of this.
Yo, Johnny McBee and Sammy O.T. Two Brits talking shit over a cup of tea. Probably a spot of milk and a crumpet, please. But there's something else cooking in the kitchen. Could someone answer the burning question?
So now it's time for the burning question, which was, what has been the best or worst winter holiday you've had? So Sam, who's got in touch?
Bob Worley got in touch on Twitter. Hi, Bob. He simply said, what holiday? So, and then he added three crying emojis. So I'm assuming Bob has been working. So I'm glad that you're working, Bob. I mean, that's a positive in itself. But yeah, I mean, make sure you get some time off. You need a bit of TLC.
Tom got in touch on Gmail, and this one... I suppose it falls into the category of best and worst. He said when he was 19, at the Christmas party, he got a hand job off the boss's daughter, but the boss found out and he got fired. So that was the best and worst I was like, well, at least he didn't get his head kicked in, which...
Yeah. He didn't say how old the daughter was, so, I mean, yeah. It really kind of would colour the picture one way or the other.
Definitely.
John, not you, John, another John, got in touch also on Gmail. He said, unless you're emailing us from a different email address. He said, the best bit of his summer, best bit of his winter holiday was convincing his wife she was eating beef when she was actually eating lamb, because she always says she hates lamb, but but actually she loved it.
I wonder if she was pissed.
Yeah,
when you're pissed and hungry, you'll eat anything.
Yeah, maybe she was. How about for you?
Yeah, well, as we've already covered, like Christmas is always, well, December's always a rough one. So I think last year was probably the lowest. You know, when I didn't get any presents, that was probably the worst Christmas. My missus was sick, and everything was just didn't get to meet you. Or that was definitely the worst Christmas. Best Christmas, I think. Oh, I mean, some of the Christmases we had in Japan were just amazing. Just just going out, no kids, just getting absolutely trolleyed, and just loving life, just enjoying it. How about for?
It was like the opening scene from Trainspotting.
Just like, yeah. Yeah. Suppose,
running down the street like
the first Christmas that my kids were old enough to appreciate it. But no, actually, just before kids, that just Christmas.
It was that last Christmas before they were born.
Yeah, when your missus bought you like a nice present because she still loved you kind of thing, and she wanted you to that sort of. Romantic time Christmas where before kids came.
The good old days.
How about for you?
For me, like if we're talking best ever Christmases, it would we talk about love and family and kids and all that stuff, and even getting pissed, but nothing will ever beat the time I got a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, yeah. That PlayStation. First PlayStation back in. Yeah, that was a pretty amazing Christmas.
Yeah, because it was one of those where I wasn't expecting it. I'd been asking for that kind of thing for years, never got one, and then suddenly got one. Yeah, that was definitely the best ever Christmas I've had. But if we're talking about this particular Christmas, it was the fact that I cooked way, way, way too many roast potatoes. Oh. Which was difficult and bad, but I also got to eat way, way too many roast potatoes. So I think that was my Irish heritage shining through.
I mean, I ate a lot of potatoes and turkey. I'm not even sure like how long turkey lasts for, but I'm pretty sure I was eating it well into the second week of Christmas holiday.
And that's all for today's show. Just leaves me to say thanks to everyone who was involved. Thanks to all of you who got in touch with the burning question. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us at johnandsaminjapan@gmail.com or go to our website, johnandsaminjapan.com.
Yep. And so in honour of the guy who molested a manatee, so this episode's burning question is, what's the most outrageous behaviour you've seen in a restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was at a restaurant where there was a lot of international people in Japan recently, and I've just seen the future of what it was. There was this guy who couldn't speak Japanese, and he was communicating with the staff just by holding his phone up. He'd obviously be like typing in Google Translate or something,
right?
And just holding it up to, but not really even making eye contact. And I was watching it thinking, I mean, it's not the worst behaviour I've seen. I've been in restaurants with our own friends.
Yeah.
But it was just the rudeness of it that struck me as oh man, just yeah. Not on. And also, it really put me in fear for my own job, which is as a language teacher.
Wow. Was the staff happy with it, or were the staff...
They kind of rolled with it, yeah. Oh. They rolled with it. I wouldn't say they were happy with it,
but right.
So yeah, there's a little taster of the the answer I'll come up with next time will be even worse than simply shoving your phone in the server's face.
I was thinking, should we have like an embargo on telling any stories about the kind of behaviour that we've got up to in restaurants? Because that.
Yeah. Well, you speak for yourself. I have nothing to be ashamed of. And as the editor of this podcast, I can be I can assure you.
All right. Well, anything else?
Oh, there's plenty. We'll save it for next time.
All right. Catch you later.
It is time to go. That's the end of the show. Tell your friends and your family,
or even the people you married,
you should join in. Answer the burning question. Send a new story, preferably something we can find about. We're on the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, day and night. It's John and Sam in Japan at gmail.com.
And if you do this, then maybe, just maybe, Sam will put his clothes back on.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.